the Syrian army making more advances against foreign-backed insurgents in the eastern city of Deir al-Zur. Reports coming out of Syria say fighting has erupted between Syrian forces and several militant groups in different neighborhoods there. Scores of insurgents have reportedly been killed during the clashes. The army has intensified its operations in recent months, managing to clear more areas of militants. Damascus blames them for the bloodshed which has gripped Syria since 2011. It says they're being funded and armed by certain countries, mainly Saudi Arabia. Mohammed Ali is our correspondent in Damascus, joining us now live with all the latest. So, Mohammed, what else can you tell us about the eastern city of Deir al-Zur, the situation there?
Yes, as you have just been saying, Huma, clashes intensified in Deir al-Zur city between the Syrian army and factions of various parties of foreign-backed militants, some al-Qaeda linked, some, of course, affiliated to the so-called Free Syrian Army over there. The most of the clashes have happened in areas of Deir al-Zur like Al-Rashdiyeh, Al-Ahweqa, Al-Rasafi, Al-Sina'a, and Al-Arfi. However, during the past couple of 2 days, reports say that there are tens of foreign-backed militants killed in those areas by the Syrian army. And also, we know that the Syrian army, just a couple of days ago, also was able to carry out some of the military operations in the countryside of Deir al-Zur and was able to take control of the vicinity of Al Tayyim oil field. This is an oil field that was occupied by foreign-backed militants over there. Some of the advances of the Syrian army in Deir al-Zur is also that that the Syrian army was able to regain control of a third mountain, of course, a mountain meaning high grounds, which gives the army more capabilities for fighting the foreign-backed militants on ground. And finally, in Deir al-Zur, of course, Huma, there are also some advances for the Syrian army in which it was able to regain control of parts of a main road that links Deir al-Zur to Al-Mayadeen area, which is close to it.
So we are hearing that there were several militant groups involved in the clashes in Deir al-Zur. Is it clear what the groups were? Were they the, part of the extremist Al-Qaeda-affiliated groups or not?
Of course, Huma, as you know, inside Syria, you have Al-Nusra Front, which is an Al-Qaeda-linked group, also the so-called ISIL, Islamic State for Iraq and the Levant, which is also an Al-Qaeda-linked group, and also extremists like the Islamic Front, which consists of the six major powerful extremist groups fighting inside Syria. In Deir al-Zur, of course, we know that the Al-Nusra Front is fighting over there, in addition to the ISIL. But the majority of the forces of foreign-backed militants fighting, as we know, is the FSA. However, there is now reports confirming that the Al-Nusra Front has joined the battle over there, fighting against the ISIL. And we have to note here also that most of the northern and eastern parts of Syria, like Idlib, Raqqa, Aleppo countryside, and now Deir al-Zur, over there, all of those cities witness the presence of the foreign-backed militants of the Al-Qaeda-linked groups that are fighting each other. In Al-Raqqa, you have the ISIL in control. In Aleppo, you have also the Al-Nusra Front in control. So it differentiates and varies according to the area we're speaking about.
Right. And Mohammed, just as you were speaking, we are getting breaking news of an agreement between the opposition and the government over the evacuation of civilians from Homs. And that brings us to the issue of the Geneva talks. It has been announced now that the government delegation is going to take part in the upcoming talks in Geneva. What can you tell us about that decision and whether the government is hopeful it can reach an agreement with the opposition in Geneva?
Yes, Huma, of course, as you have just said, the Syrian government made it clear today that it is going to participate in the next round of talks in the Geneva II conference, which will start on Monday. This is not a surprise, as the Syrian government made it clear before that it is going to take part in any effort that would bring stability to Syria, that would bring a peaceful solution. However, we have to note that the main priority of the Syrian government in participating in Geneva II is stopping terrorism. Nevertheless, we have to note also that Dr. Al-Maqdad, the Deputy Foreign Minister Faisal Al-Maqdad, made it clear that if there was no success in the Geneva One round of talks, he blamed the opposition delegation for having no genuine success coming out from Geneva One talks, because he said that the Syrian government proposed a statement condemning terrorism, but the opposition did not agree on condemning opposition the terrorism. This is according to Dr. Faisal Al-Maqdad. This is in the first round of talks. However, as you have just said, in the in the urgent development that are happening now in Homs. The Syrian government is giving more signs that it wants the political solution to happen inside Syria. It is showing its good intentions, and as we speak right now, Huma, over 200 people are being evacuated from the old parts of the city of Homs, mainly Jurat al-Shayyah, the women and children, and this shows that the Syrian government wants to reach a political settlement, a political solution, but at the end of the day, participating in the Geneva II round of talks is primarily to stop terrorism. And if I have time, Huma, finally, we have seen some reconciliation agreements happening inside the country in Damascus, Mu'addamiyah and Berzeh, where the Syrian army has agreed with some of the Syrian militants on some reconciliation points, and ceasefire has happened, and the people were able to return home.
Thank you very much, Mohammed Ali, a correspondent with all the latest news there from Damascus.